The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3586. Yesterday we were talking about the Acolyte feature in Total Film Magazine and about some very interesting story related reveals. Today we're going to talk about some behind the scenes reveals related to the Acolyte story in the magazine. Some of them are sort of story affected, but I think it felt more like backstory kind of things about the production itself. So yeah, that's what we're going to dig into today. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you especially to the patrons who help make this possible every single day for you with their support at patreon.com/SW7X7. All right, we are talking about the Total Film Magazine feature on The Acolyte. It's in their new May 2024 issue. It's basically a four-page interview thing with a big old two-page picture thing. So yeah, that's fine. Yesterday we talked about some story related things, in particular, you know, the big lightsaber interesting conversation from Charlie Bennett. Today we're going to be talking about sort of backstory kinds of things, about the production of it, sort of behind the scenes stuff basically that I thought was particularly fascinating and thought that you might be interested in hearing about. For a start, I'll flag the fact that Leslie Headland said when she initially made the pitch, we have heard the story a bunch of times about how it's Frozen meets Kill Bill or whatever, but the thing that I don't think I had heard previously is that originally it wasn't even a High Republic story. So that's kind of crazy, and it does make me wonder where in the timeline the story was actually pitched, because we don't get to find out the answer to that. But they basically said, all right, let's go with the High Republic for this at some point, which is particularly fascinating. And I guess whatever idea was she had for the series was flexible enough that it could be applied to this particular point in the timeline, where we also find out that the trappings of things are very much leading into the prequel trilogy. So one of the actors describes it as monarchical, I believe it was, in nature. That's sort of the style of the vibe of it, but that the story itself also has a very contemporary and relevant aspect to it, and it feels like very universal. And I gotta say, that combined with the lines that we've been hearing in various forms about the story being about power and about who's allowed to wield it, who controls it, who makes the rules up about it. Yeah, that does feel really particularly relevant in our world right now. Another thing they talked about was about how sets were very practical in nature, so there wasn't a lot of acting against a green screen or anything like that. I'm sure there is a lot of that stuff as well, but very practical in terms of set building. And one person says that, you know, for scenes filmed in a forest, they built a forest when, yeah, I mean, I don't know if they need to build a forest. You know, if this was shot at Pinewood, then there's forests right nearby. Like, they would have been able to figure something out. But, I mean, they did, I guess, build forest stuff for The Force Awakens as well. So, you know, they like building forests. Okay. And that extends to the use of puppets and wire work. And, you know, I read puppets and I'm like, is Yoda going to be in this thing? And to be told that Vernestra Rowe is the only character from the High Republic storytelling who's going to appear in The Acolyte, well, that certainly seems to be a very clear statement that Yoda will not be appearing in this thing. And I could not be more disappointed. Like, give us a glimpse. And yet, you know, when thinking about High Republic storytelling, they've been really judicious about the use of Yoda throughout these things. Like, he is barely appeared in stuff. I mean, phase one and phase two altogether. I mean, I guess he has had appearances in all three of the wave one novels in phase three, but yeah, in phases one and two, he was really used only very sparingly. I wonder if that's one of those things like how Michael Arndt talking about writing the screenplay for The Force Awakens, and how if they introduce Luke too early, then everything else just kind of derails and it just becomes all about what's Luke going to do. I mean, I wonder if it's that way with The High Republic, and suddenly Yoda shows up and then everything is just like all about Yoda. Then there's the thing about the martial arts training and about how the martial arts movements, there's been stuff that has appeared in other interviews and whatnot about how the actors are, you know, doing their stunts, but they actually have to slow things down, like their natural reactions are so fast that the camera's not able to catch them somehow. And then Amanda Stenberg was talking about how the movements for their martial arts on screen have to be larger and more performative, that she was in, were in a class and were doing, you know, various moves and whatnot, and the instructors were like, what are you doing? Like, your hands are all over the place and whatnot. And I got to thinking about that in terms of something that we'd been talking about the Ahsoka series and about the fight sequences between, say, like, you know, Shin Hati and Sabine Wren, where they definitely felt like very posy in a way. And I wonder if that's maybe not necessarily the fault of fight choreography after all. Maybe it's just the idea of, hey, we're trying to get this to be on camera and to actually look like, you know, you can understand what they're doing and not have it be so fast that you just don't see it somehow. So I think that's kind of an interesting thing to consider about how they make these kinds of shows and the fight choreography that they do. And probably the funniest stuff in the article comes from Manny Jacinto, who plays Khmer, the scoundrel slash former smuggler. Talked about how he was watching everybody do all their lightsaber training and how he kind of had lightsaber envy, but then seeing how sore they all were after their training and whatnot, he said, like, yeah, I'm just fine here with my sandwich, just sitting on the side watching things, and like describing his characters and costuming as like Hobbit meets Poverty. Like, you can kind of hear him as his character Jason from The Good Place, that sort of thing. And somewhere else, I think it was in the Empire magazine article, he described his character as sort of like Han Solo, but without the same level of riz, basically. So yeah, I'm really enjoying his stuff in the various interviews. Then another interesting thing was how all of the Jedi and Force using characters had a weekly session with a movement coach who was teaching them how to use the Force, or at least how they were performatively using the Force on screen. And there's a certain kind of, you know, I guess visual language to it as well, but then the movement coach was working with all of these actors for different ways that they could add their own personal spin on how they're actually using the Force or appearing to use the Force in the series. And I thought that was really awesome because it reminded me of how from the jump in High Republic storytelling, they have been talking about how the different Jedi experience the Force, and some of them experience it in different ways, connected to nature, connected to music, connected to the ocean, like just the things that they kind of equate their connection to the Force with. And that very much reminded me of that, the idea that all the actors are kind of finding their own way to express how they use the Force as they appear on camera. And it also reminded me of how Hayden Christensen talked about working with a movement coach as he was portraying Darth Vader in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. So just the fact that they have movement coaches and they're thinking about things at this level of detail, I think is really kind of spectacular. And those are the kind of behind the scenes things that showed up in that Total Film Magazine feature story on The Acolyte that I thought would be worth sharing with you. And I'd love to know what you think about any of those. Like, what stands out for you? What do you think is particularly fascinating? Let me know in the comments on YouTube if you're catching this there. If you're catching it on Spotify, Q&A is right there. And if you're catching this anywhere else, head over to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and leave a comment there. And that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Please, if you enjoy the show, help more people get this daily dose of Star Wars joy in their lives. You can do that by leaving a rating or review, or hitting subscribe, like, join, follow. That tells the algorithms that valuable stuff, of course. And then just tell your friends this exists for them. And you can even help support the creation and production of this podcast, which is being done every single day by me, just by me, an independent creator. And you can do that over at patreon.com/sw7x7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.